Let us start at the beginning. Why the name Silver Manifesto? As defined by the dictionary and as derived from the Italian word manifesto, which itself is derived from the Latin root of manifestum, a manifesto is a published verbal declaration of the intentions, motives, or views of the issuer, whether it's an individual, group, political party, or government. A manifesto usually accepts a previously published opinion or public consensus, and/or promotes a new idea with prescriptive notions for carrying out changes the author believes should be made. The latter should be emphasized because the market money, or people's money, has always been silver and gold. It is not, as many say, because of tradition, but rather because of the unique characteristics held by both metals. It is far from public consensus that silver could, or even should, be in the monetary system, although in times past it was the fundamental element used in commerce throughout the ages. So, let us address some of the motives, views, and specifically the intent that we wish to be of service to you, the listener. We hope to help you to understand the monetary, economic, and political systems with a much deeper understanding, using this book and many other forms of information to set you on a path of critical thinking and questioning. Academia no longer teaches or mentions that the United States was founded on a silver standard, or that Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which has not been amended, declares nothing but gold and silver coin are to be used as a medium of exchange. The monetary system was corrupted and could have fallen apart in the 19th century. However, at the time, some political will was strong enough to keep the U.S. on constitutional money. The defense of sound money allowed the dollar to double in purchasing power in 1895 relative to 1890, and it could be argued that it was the primary reason there developed a large middle class. As we will discuss, monetary inflation is the cause of increasing consumer prices, but is primarily a redistribution of wealth. It is the banking corporations and political elites that receive the new money first, which benefits them the most. Indeed, our purpose is to provide the reader information about the silver market from several different perspectives. After absorbing much of the manifesto, the listener could be inclined to see the merits of investing in this precious metal. Certainly, the authors and many of the contributors to this work are firm believers that the biggest move in the precious metals markets are ahead of us, perhaps in the 2016 to 2017 timeframes. Other associates of ours insist that the top of the silver market is not due until 2020 or 2022. Frankly, no one knows for certain. What we do know is that the current monetary system is based primarily on the U.S. dollar, and in just over 100 years, this money has lost about 95% of its purchasing power. This should be a huge wake-up call to anyone using dollars, yet it is largely ignored by the general public, as few know or understand what is happening to the monetary system. This is not a new story. It is something that has occurred time and time again. Highly regarded philosopher Voltaire stated that paper money always returns to its intrinsic value, zero. To fully appreciate the importance of precious metals at this pivotal point in world history, we have provided a solid economics background in chapters 5, 7, and 8. These chapters are usually difficult to write and often found to be dull reading for most people. Obviously, this background information can be skipped, but it would be of huge disservice to you, as the sound economic basis of the facts presented builds the case as to why precious metals are so important for anyone who understands the current level of debt held by the banking system. The current worldwide economic landscape is so incredibly fragile and unprecedented, central bankers have become reckless with monetary policy, which is built upon governments that continually spend more than taken in by tax revenue. One of the best ways to take maximum advantage of a bull market in precious metals is through the purchase of mining shares. Having been through one bull market cycle, the amount of profit in the previous cycle was truly life-changing in some instances. In the 1970s bull market, the South African mining shares led the group, and a handful of top companies were paying dividends equal to the initial investment from years earlier. As an example, a $10,000 investment was paying dividends of $10,000 or more roughly a decade later. The price appreciation in many of the top companies was at least tenfold. In this bull market, the mining shares have not participated to the level that was suggested by the last bull market. There are several reasons for this, One being that so many other financial instruments are now available that deal directly with metal purchase, leaving the risks of mining to the side. There are several exchange-traded funds, and we will discuss some of these in the book. Regardless, the opportunity in the mining sector could be a once-in-a-lifetime situation as this book goes to press in early 2015. We have certainly helped to give exposure to precious metals investing through our first book, but primarily through the internet. Having the Silver Guru YouTube channel, @SilverGuru22 for a Twitter feed, and of course our website, themorganreport.com. We have thought that the world was facing the biggest currency crisis in all of recorded history, and this is still the prime motivator for all of our work. We have seen so many upheavals in the currency markets in just our lifetime, yet the US dollar has not suffered as badly as many other currencies. Yet. It is deliberate to add the word yet, because the global financial system is largely tied to the US dollar, and as it goes, so goes the financial system as a whole. Certainly, the BRICS countries are moving away from the US dollar and may be able to isolate themselves somewhat from a US dollar crisis, but this is unlikely because international trade is so interconnected that to escape what is coming will be impossible. As in many books, we wanted to summarize or perhaps offer some type of conclusion for the listener. But the essence of the authors is to be open-minded and lifelong learners. The best education for us has been life itself, and, often, making mistakes. So, the chapter Beyond Silver does not offer solutions to the current trajectory for humankind, but rather presents areas to be explored further by the listener. Our highest purpose is to truly be of value to our fellows, and be in alignment with the idea that we the people have, and will always have, the ability to live the paradox of serving others by also serving ourselves. It is impossible for the government to have monopoly control of money and for freedom to exist in society, as these are mutually exclusive. We wish to make certain we can help educate as many as possible to take wealth protection precautions. However, it is just as important, if not more so, to instill the idea that the ultimate value for mankind is freedom. The idea can never be taken from you because ideas are bulletproof. But to maintain freedom, the course of history has proven at times that action is required. Are you prepared? Lastly, it is our quest that individual freedoms are secured again after being stripped away piece by piece. History has illustrated that sound money and freedom go hand in hand. This lies in an even deeper belief of ownership of self and our ability to exercise our natural-born rights, which, after all, are at the core of our humanity.